They claim that they are working to make things clear. Let me read you a portion of a letter that was sent by Wells Fargo this year to a homeowner. URIs are present on 2011 taxes IAO 4250, period. Is B1 claiming un-URI'd during the year, If so, how much per pay, period? Two, new HAMP requirement per FRI 32213 needs separate hardship affidavit S and D for B2 only, period. Three, the holiday pay for uniformed forces IAO 1936-38, is this pay for New Year's only, or is this paid, symbol of a triangle, one time per year, for PG2 of MCU, BNK, SDMT, as large depositiao. It looks like they're trying to write deposit in mock Italian. Depositiao, 5,830. What is this? Is this recurring or one time? Five, is BWR paying on any of the liens, judgment, son, CBR, judgment IAO, 1576 Civil Court, New York Richmond BCH judgment, IAO 1800, Civil Court NY Richmond BCH judgment, IAO 2344, Civil Court Richmond BCH, if so, Mo. Much per month, So I appreciate their efforts at honoring the diversity of New York and the fact that they are looking out for the Martian-speaking population of homeowners. But honestly, if a homeowner gets letters like this from Wells Fargo, how are they supposed to know what to do? This is the kind of conduct that they say is not a problem. And we're moving against them in court to ensure that they do modify their mode of communications with customers, as Bank of America has agreed to do. They do have officers designate who can close a deal and move on, that they stop selling servicing contracts on mortgages where there is a loan modification underway, and the other remedies that Bank of America has thought through, worked out, and is going to be complying with.